Egyptians go to the polls this weekend for a runoff election to decide the presidency. And as if that weren't enough drama, today the country's high court made two powerful rulings. The court, seen by critics as stacked with backers of the deposed Hosni Mubarak, ordered that Egypt's first freely elected parliament in decades be dissolved. That means Egyptians are now going to have to hold new parliamentary elections just 6 months after the last round. And the court also ruled today that Mubarak's former prime minister, Ahmed Shafik, can stay in the race for president. Opposition leaders have tried to take him out. The ruling means that Shafik will face Islamist leader Mohamed Morsi this weekend. What does all of this mean for Egypt's fledgling democracy? Rami Khoury is director of the Issam Faris Institute at American University of Beirut. He's also an internationally syndicated columnist with the Beirut-based Daily Star. Rami, welcome.
Thank you.
And we know that this was expected to be powerful. Security forces and armored vehicles have been surrounding and protecting the court. Start with the ruling on Shafik running. The opposition had been trying to keep leaders from Mubarak's regime out of high office. So what's been reaction to that ruling?
Well, there's an extraordinary range of reactions that you're getting now. This only happened a few hours ago, and there's an extraordinary range of reactions coming out of Egypt and all over the Arab world. There's no clear focus to the opposition groups, first of all. And what we used to call opposition groups, the Islamists, are now actually in majority in parliament, but the parliament has just been dissolved. So even the vocabulary we use to talk about Egypt now is completely thrown up in the air when you talk about the incumbent, the majority, the opposition. What this does is it kind of resets the whole process of democratic transition. Egypt has been going through an incredibly complex but steadily moving forward process of democratic transition and re-legitimization of government institutions, the parliament, the presidency, political parties, the media, and other civil society. Now this creates a kind of bump in the road, but it's done by the court. And this is what's so important. Even though the court has a lot of old Mubarak people in it, the fact is that the courts now are playing an important role in this process of transition. And you have the parliament that's going to have to be reelected. The presidential elections are going to take place. There's still a constitutional reform committee that's going to be set up to, has been named to write a new constitution. So there's like five or six parallel processes taking place. It's unbelievably complicated. But I personally see it as actually quite a positive development. If the court ruled on the basis of the existing law, then I think most people will go along with it, as long as the law continues to apply for the re-election of the parliament and the other steps to come.
We'll stay with the presidential election, and let's have the usage of the word opposition mean the people who took to the streets, you know, in the uprising and forced Mubarak out. Many young people who were not aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood and were certainly against Mubarak used that definition of opposition. Now they are facing a former Mubarak operative running against perhaps the more conservative of the two Muslim Brotherhood candidates in the first round. How are they feeling about that? The criticism of those, you know, the people in the streets had been that, you know, the young people who brought down Mubarak never put up a candidate of their own. Are they wishing they had?
Of course they're wishing they had, but there's no way they could have because they weren't organized and still are not organized. Not only the young people in the streets and the adults who were with them, but even the established political parties, the leftists, the progressive, the nationalists, the secular parties, all of these groups who are neither old guard, military-linked, Mubarak-era people, nor Islamists, everybody else is completely disorganized. And this is one of the lessons of democratic transitions. The first and the second elections don't really matter because they are conducted in atmospheres, environments of disarray and tremendous disproportion of power. The Islamists were extremely organized, have been for years and years. That's why they won the elections for parliament, and they have a tremendous machine that they can bring to bear on these. The other groups, the leftists, the young, the revolutionaries, they didn't have an organization. They didn't have a program. They weren't united. But they're starting to learn the lessons now of having to work together. There's huge disappointment that the only options they had in the presidential elections coming up this weekend are between the Muslim Brotherhood candidate or a former Mubarak minister, the last prime minister of Mubarak. It's terribly disappointing. But the majority of Egyptians will go along with that because they see this as a legal political, peaceful, legitimate process of transition to a republican form of government in which the consent of the governed matters and in which the majority rule takes the day.
Well, and by the way, we should say the court's ruling to dissolve the parliament was based on the thinking that seats in parliament had been assigned to independents. There was a quota system. But parties and made an end run around that. They ran candidates as independents to capture those seats. And so the court's saying, no, that was abuse of the system. And by the you know, the Muslim Brotherhood stands to lose quite a bit in this because they had won, you know, maybe 100 seats, so they have to now run again. I guess just, Rami, you know, you had written about 2 weeks ago, and it seems like you're still saying it, that this, you know, Egypt has returned to national integrity. You say this election is significant in the entire Arab world because it may portend for Egypt and other countries a political trajectory. The second is for the faith that it restores in all Egyptians, Arabs, and human beings in the capacity of ordinary men and women to struggle against all odds. Do you? It sounds like you're still feeling that way.
Oh, absolutely. If you look at what's going on, you have a court ruling that impacts a political process that many people in Egypt were excited about. And you will see some demonstrations against this court ruling, but the court ruling will hold, and the parliament will now get together to figure out how does it dissolve itself, and how do you then move to the next elections. In the meantime, the presidential elections will take place, and people will, I think, will accept the verdict of that election. They may not be happy with it, but, you know, it's like when Bush beat Gore. You know, there was a huge contestation. People didn't like it, but the court made a decision, and the country went along with it.
Well, what people are saying in this case, it is sort of a frontal legal assault on the Muslim Brotherhood, again, which has managed to get a more conservative candidate all the way to this last runoff. And critics in Egypt are saying this is a backdoor coup.
Well, some people believe that, and you'll hear more and more of that. This is the deep state, the security state that is reemerging and taking control of things. The important thing to keep in mind about the Muslim Brotherhood is that they peaked when they won the parliamentary elections some months ago. Between the parliamentary elections, when they got about 40-45% of the vote, and the presidential first round when they only got around 25% of the vote, there was a precipitous drop in the popular standing of the Muslim Brotherhood because they didn't do very well. They were seen to be sloganeering and not much else. And so this is the game of politics that's happening, and that's why I say there's integrity now to this political process.
Okay. Rami Khoury, director of the Issam Faris Institute of American University of Beirut, also the columnist for the Daily Star. Read him and follow along with him the elections this week. Weekend presidential runoff elections in Egypt. Rami, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. Back in 1 minute. You're listening to Here and Now.